Hey, what are you doing up so late? I didn't expect anyone to be up with me tonight. I already checked. All the good snacks are gone. I think everyone underestimated how hungry they'd be after a day at the beach. We are not in college anymore. Except, I'll probably have to send one of you guys on a snack run or something, just so that we can make it to the end of the trip. Don't worry, my hubby will probably be the first one to volunteer. Snacks are serious business to him. It's one of the few things he's always 100% serious and certain about. Come sit with me. I'm not used to looking up at you like this. Plus, the ocean breeze is soothing, and I think we could both use the company. Oh, I've been reading this silly self-help book, The Art of Asking. It was a New York Times bestseller, so I figured I'd try it out. I guess it's not really a self-help book and more of a lifestyle change encouragement with a side of girl boss, maybe. I don't really know. I couldn't wait to get into my comfy pajamas. I took a nap while you all were playing volleyball, but now I can't really get to sleep. I've been up way past my bedtime. But at least it gives me an excuse to finally try and finish this book. I would have joined you all, but while I may have the height, I really enjoy naps. Plus, I bet you still haven't found all the sand in your crevices. Hasn't it been great seeing everyone again? I'm so glad we missed the official reunion that was on Facebook. No, just a couple of friends catching up in this amazing beach house. It's the kind of thing we dreamed about back in college. When I told my husband he was finally going to meet my college roommate, I think he was half scared and half expecting a threesome. Okay, maybe not that far. And this is only because you ended up marrying my roommate, but I've not only kept him up to date about you two, but I've told him so many stories about how much trouble we used to get into, what she and I had in common. People would have assumed we were sisters if she wasn't so much shorter than me, among other things. Of all the guys she dated, I was both surprised and happy that you two ended up settling down. Can I tell you a secret? I never would have expected you two to get married. I mean, I know she was super into you. Who wouldn't be? But I don't know. I can't explain it. Sometimes I pictured something different for you. For both of you. Anyway, how are you two doing? Give me all the dirty details. That's great. Really, I'm happy for you two. Marriage is hard, and it's nice that you two are in such a great place. Me? Oh. Well, my husband is a good man. He works very, very hard. A lot of long hours. Sometimes he has to travel for weeks at a time. We take good care of each other. And just. I don't want to seem ungrateful. Well, do you ever feel like you're not being listened to? Or like your thoughts aren't really taken into account when it comes down to final decisions? I'm sure this happens a lot in relationships, but there are some things we just don't see eye to eye on, and a lot of the time I think maybe eventually he'll see my side or point of view, or I minimize the issue. We really don't have to get into this. I don't want to dampen the mood. We're here to have a good time, and you and my bestie are doing fantastic by the sounds of it, so you don't need to burden yourself with my bullshit. I shouldn't have even brought it up. How embarrassing would it be for someone to wake up and see me all cuddled up with you, talking about my marriage problems? We aren't cuddling? Well, do you really want me to tell you more? Okay. Let me get a little closer then. Then I won't have to feel like I'm talking so loud. So it's just about us starting a family. My husband and I mean, I really want to start as soon as possible, and he keeps making excuses. Like how he wants to get another promotion, or he wants to travel, or he wants something that has absolutely nothing to do with me, and here I am just thinking, I'm not getting any younger, and I'm certainly not getting any hotter. Don't comment on I looked pretty good today, right? I was wearing my favorite bikini before I turned in. The blue went great with my hair, I thought. Did you see me? Oh, I absolutely want you to comment on Tell me I'm hot. I don't hear it nearly enough. After all this time, you can still put me at ease. You're still very handsome yourself. I'm not sitting too close, am I? You even smell good. You still have a hint of sun on you. And sometimes I kick myself for the way I used to think. If I could go back in time, I wouldn't give a shit that you were shorter than me. I would have gone after you before things got so complicated. Can I tell you another secret? And being this close to you is making it really hard to think about wanting to be even closer to you. Is it okay if I touch your thigh? How do my hands feel? Oh, don't look so worried. Everyone's asleep. It's just me and you right here. No one else matters or needs to know. You can stop me whenever you want. We should move downstairs. There's a better couch, and I want more of you. Come on. I'm so wet already for you. Let's do this. We're not getting any younger, right? Get back over here. Okay. Kissing you is great, but I don't think hunching over is very sexy. And you're the perfect height to suck on my tits. This feels better than I imagined. Use your teeth. God. Don't stop. There's that tongue again. Making me quiver so much. Do I taste good? Licking me like that. You need to lay back, flat on the ground. Oh, so I can oh, sit on your handsome face. Oh, I'm not that clumsy girl from college anymore. I can ride your face with ease. As long as you can handle it. Feel. Like my pussy smothering your face? As bad as I have. Oh, show me. Grip onto my nice long legs. Make me come. So fucking close. Oh, right there. Right there. Don't stop. You're so scrappy. Oh, but I guess I should expect that from a little guy like you, huh? Oh, what is it that guys say? We're all the same height when we're on our backs. Oh. How is your cock? Even better than your mouth. Yes. I needed this. Use your cock. Oh, deep inside me. Oh, feeling you on top of me. Want this to end. Oh, you have a few more days left, right? Oh, please don't tell me this is the last time that I get to feel you. Oh, this is the last time
that I can feel this amazing. We can't stop. You know, we can't stop, right? Would I need more of you? Let me suck your cock, please. I need to taste you before the night is over. Oh, please. Please, please, please. You can just get back on the couch. You could probably stand on the couch too. Oh, but I know I'm gonna want your cock back inside me. Yeah. Thank you. Oh, and it will taste perfect mixed together. Inside me. You can hold out, right? You fucking better. Good work. Stay like that. Lift your legs up. I want to try something. Don't worry. It's a position I've seen in porn, but I've never been able to try it. And I bet your cock is perfect for this angle. Fuck. Oh, yes. ever keep up. Oh, how does that feel? Oh, is it like you're getting fucked by a real Amazon? Oh, you're sure taking it like a good boy. Oh, yeah, there's no fucking way I'm not fucking you again. Oh, you're goddamn addictive. If you could reach, oh, I'd ask you to fuck me against a pool table. But you'd probably need a stool to take me, wouldn't you? Oh, you want to take a shot? Oh, yeah, you're up to the challenge. Okay, let's see what you got. Let me even bring the stool over for you. Oh, come on. As long as you can stay steady, right? Oh. So, you want to get rough? I hope I didn't hurt your feelings. I meant it about wanting to keep fucking you. Stick your cock back inside me. Oh, show me how bad you want to be inside my cunt. Oh, yes. Oh, that's so good. Harder. Pull my hair. Make me feel wanted. Yes. Yes. I don't care if they wake up at this point. Maybe he can learn to fuck me right. You love that, don't you? You love it. You can fuck me like no one else has. I want you to fill me full of your cum. If my husband won't give me a baby, maybe you can. You heard me. fucking breed me. Do it. Come deep inside me. Fuck. Oh, I need to feel it. I need to feel it. Oh, yes. Oh, thank you. You want to know what's funny? Honestly, I think my bestie won't mind. I mean, you know how she is. She's always been the most helpful and supportive woman I've known, and she's been begging me to get pregnant, so really, you were just helping out a friend. My husband had his chance and failed. If he put more focus on me and less on climbing the corporate ladder, maybe I'd be fucking him tonight instead of you. I really do hope I'm pregnant. My genes are pretty strong from what I can tell from my sister's kids, but if our baby grows up to be short, I'll just say the height skipped generation. We should probably head back upstairs. We wouldn't want anyone to get suspicious. We've got a few days to enjoy this reunion. Come on.